Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Aboard Celebrity Edge, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
I am super late for dinner, so here's your cruise news for Wednesday, June 30th, 2021. After 15 months, Costa Maya, Mexico welcomed back its first cruise ship yesterday as Celebrity Edge docked there for the first time. Locals were on the pier to greet passengers with music and dancing as they walked down the pier and into the port area. Some even held up big white letters that spelled out "Welcome Back." Visitors had to wear a mask while visiting the port, but were allowed to take independent excursions or explore the port on their own. Edge is currently on a 7-night cruise from Fort Lauderdale. And Disney Cruise Line has delayed its test cruise for Disney Dream from Port Canaveral, which was scheduled to depart on Monday. A statement from Disney said, quote, "We are delaying our simulation cruise due to a small number of inconsistent COVID-19 test results, which are considered positive by the CDC. The line went on to say that the test results were eventually negative. Disney Cruise Line has not yet announced a new test cruise date for the ship. And we turn now to the state of Florida, where a federal judge has granted the CDC an extension to respond to the state of Florida's lawsuit against them. That new date is July 22nd. The case, which was first filed in April, accused the CDC of agency overreach when it came to shutting down the entire cruise industry. Earlier this month, the judge ruled on the side of Florida, granting a preliminary injunction against the CDC's conditional sailing order. I almost butchered that. Since the lawsuit, the CDC has sped up its dialogue with cruise operators and giving them a clearer path to reopening. And cruise line stocks were down again on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 1.5%, 25.76. Royal Caribbean 82.91, down 0.5%. And Norwegian down 1%, 28.88. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker aboard Celebrity Edge for Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.